Hello and welcome to the reading for Lesson 284. This is 1 Kings chapter 4. Solomon's officials and governors. King Solomon now ruled over all Israel, and these were his high officials. Azariah, son of Zadok, was the priest. Elihoreph and Ahijah, the sons of Shisha, were court secretaries. Jehoshaphat, son of Ahilud, was the royal historian. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was commander of the army. Zadok and Abiathar were priests. Azariah, son of Nathan, was in charge of the district governors. Zabad, son of Nathan, a priest, was the trusted advisor to the king. Ahishar was manager of the palace property. Adoniram, son of Abda, was in charge of the labor force. Solomon also had 12 district governors who were over all Israel. They were responsible for providing food for the king's household. Each of them arranged provisions for 1 month of the year. These are the names of the 12 governors: Ben-Hur in the hill country of Ephraim, Ben-Decher in Mekaz, Shealbim, Beth-Shemesh, and Elon Beth-Hanan. Ben-Hesed in Arabuth, including Soko and all the land of Hefer. Ben-Abinadab in all of Naphoth-Dor. He was married to Tapheth, one of Solomon's daughters. Baana, son of Ahilud, in Taanach and Megiddo, all of Beth Shan near Zarethan below Jezreel, and all the territory from Beth Shan to Abel Mahola, and over to Jokmeam. Ben Geber in Ramoth Gilead, including the towns of Jair, named for Jair of the tribe of Manasseh in Gilead, and in the Arb-Gob region of Bashan, including 60 large fortified towns with bronze bars on their gates. Ahinadab, son of Iddo, in Mahanaim. Ahimaaz in Naphtali. He was married to Basemath, another of Solomon's daughters. Baana, son of Hushai, in Asher and in Eloth. Jehoshaphat, son of Parua, in Issachar. Shimei, son of Elah, in Benjamin. Geber, son of Uri, in the land of Gilead, including the territories of King Sihon of the Amorites and King Og in Bashan. There was also one governor over the land of Judah. Solomon's prosperity and wisdom. The people of Judah and Israel were as numerous as the sand on the seashore. They were very contented with plenty to eat and drink. Solomon ruled over all the kingdoms from the Euphrates River in the north to the land of the Philistines and the border of Egypt in the south. The conquered peoples of those lands sent tribute money to Solomon and continued to serve him throughout his lifetime. The daily food requirements for Solomon's palace were 150 bushels of choice flour and 300 bushels of meal. Also, 10 oxen from the fattening pens, 20 pasture-fed cattle, 100 sheep or goats, as well as deer, gazelles, roe deer, and choice poultry. Solomon's dominion extended over all the kingdoms west of the Euphrates River, from Tifsah to Gaza. And there was peace on all his borders. During the lifetime of Solomon, all of Judah and Israel lived in peace and safety. And from Dan in the north to Beersheba in the south, each family had its own home and garden. Solomon had 4,000 stalls for his chariot horses, and he had 12,000 horses. The district governors faithfully provided food for King Solomon and his court. Each made sure nothing was lacking during the month assigned to him. They also brought the necessary barley and straw for the royal horses in the stables. God gave Solomon great wisdom and understanding, and knowledge as vast as the sands of the seashore. In fact, his wisdom exceeded that of all the wise men in the east and the wise men of Egypt. He was wiser than anyone else, including Ethan, the Ezrahite, and the sons of Mahol, Heman, Kalkal, and Darda. His fame spread throughout all the surrounding nations. He composed some 3,000 proverbs and wrote 1,005 songs. He could speak with authority about all kinds of plants, from the great cedar of Lebanon to the tiny hyssop that grows from the cracks of in a wall. He could also speak about animals, birds, small creatures, and fish. And kings from every nation sent their ambassadors to listen to the wisdom of Solomon.